This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Roads blocked in several parts of the country due to landslide and flooding. Efforts underway to clear debris on Narangud-Mugling Road. Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry urges government to safeguard Nepal's investment environment. Nepal Airlines Corporation to begin Kathmandu-Guangzhou direct flights from coming Thursday. And Hamas posts farewell picture of 48 captives, including Nepali national Bipin Joshi, amid Israel assault on Gaza City. Now the news in detail. Multiple road sections across the country remain blocked due to landslides and flooding. According to Nepal Police, the Jajarkot-Dolpa Road at Nalgarh Municipality 11 and the Beni Darwang section in Magdi were closed this morning after fresh landslides. In Roswa, the Mitri Bridge linking Nepal and China has been damaged by flooding, halting traffic. Landslides have also obstructed the Jajarkot-Dolpa Beri corridor in Rukum West and the Orinico Highway at Kodari in Sindhupalchuk. Police said night traffic on the BP Highway will remain closed throughout the monsoon as a safety measure. Meanwhile, efforts are underway to clear landslide debris near Twin River Bridge along the Narangud-Mugling Road section, which has remained blocked since Friday evening. A dry landslide at Ichakamana Rural Municipality 6 obstructed the highway, halting traffic. Debris removal began this morning with three machines deployed from the Mugling side and two from Narangud, according to Division Road Office Chief Naren Lamichani. He said the road could reopen by this afternoon if no further landslides occur. The obstruction has left passengers and vehicles stranded for more than a day on one of the country's busiest road sections, which carries over 10,000 vehicles daily. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rabindra Khanal said food and water are being distributed to stranded passengers under the coordination of the district administration. President Ramchandra Podal has authenticated the bill to amend the Nepal Citizenship Act. According to the Office of the President, the bill was passed by both houses of the Federal Parliament before being submitted to the President for certification. Meanwhile, the Public Service Commission had submitted its annual report for the previous fiscal year, to President Podal today. According to the Office of the President, Commission Chairperson Madhav Prasad Rigmi handed over the report to the President at Sital Nivas. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, has urged the government to safeguard Nepal's investment environment following recent arson and vandalism during Jinji protests. Inspecting damaged properties of private companies yesterday, FNCCI President Chandra Dakal said such incidents have worsened the environment, investment climate rather, disrupted production and affected employment. He warned that repeated attacks on private and industrial properties could have long-term impacts on both domestic and foreign investment. Nepal Airlines Corporation, NSE, will begin direct flights between Kathmandu and Guangzhou, China, from coming Thursday. This is the first time the national flag carrier is operating on this route. Executive Chair Yuvraj Adhikari said all technical preparations have been completed. NSE has scheduled three weekly flights on Sundays, Tuesdays and Saturdays. The inaugural flight will take place on the 25th of September, followed by the second on the 28th of September. The one-way fare from Kathmandu to Guangzhou has been set at 30,000 rupees, with return tickets priced at 50,000 rupees. Currently, Himalaya Airlines also operates flights on this route, while China Southern runs regular Guangzhou-Kathmandu flights. With Guangzhou added, NSE now flies to 11 destinations in 9 countries, using its two narrow-body and two wide-body aircrafts. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has urged all concerned individuals to return the goods stolen during the recent Gyeonggi demonstrations. Items taken include televisions, computers, laptops, printers, cameras, mobile phones and other equipment. The ministry said CCTV footage is being used to identify those involved and warned that legal action will be taken if stolen property is not returned to the ministry or the nearest police office. Similarly, the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development reported the theft of laptops, CCTV cameras, computers and motorcycle batteries and has issued a similar appeal for their return. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hamas' armed wing has released what he called a farewell picture of 48 Israeli captives in Gaza as Israeli forces pressure their assault on the enclave's largest urban center. The image also includes Nepali national Bipin Joshi. According to Al Jazeera, the Croatian brigades posted an image on Saturday showing the faces of both living and deceased captives. It's labeled Ron Arur, a reference to an Israeli Air Force officer who went missing in Lebanon in 1986. The image was accompanied by a message blaming Israeli leaders, saying because of Netanyahu's refusal and Jammer's capitulation, a farewell picture as the military operation in Gaza City begins. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is set to announce the United Kingdom's recognition of a Palestinian state in a statement today. According to the BBC, the decision follows his July warning that the UK would shift its position in September unless Israel agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza and committed to a long-term peace deal leading to a two-state solution. The announcement marks a significant shift in British foreign policy, as previous governments had maintained the recognition should come only as part of a peace process and at a moment of maximum impact. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has previously argued that such recognition rewards terror. Iran's top security body has warned that any move by France, Germany and the United Kingdom to reimpose international sanctions will effectively suspend its cooperation with the United Nations nuclear watchdog. According to Al Jazeera, the Supreme National Security Council issued the warning on Saturday, a day after the UN Security Council failed to adopt a resolution to permanently lift sanctions on Iran. Russia and China, also parties to the accord, have rejected the European move to invoke snapback sanctions. The Supreme National Security Council described this step as ill-considered, saying it undermines months of engagement with the International Atomic Energy Agency to resume monitoring and ensure compliance with international obligations. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the Tarai region. There are also chances of moderate rainfall at some places of Kosi and Bagmati provinces, at a few places of Madhis and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Roads blocked in several parts of the country due to landslide and flooding. Efforts underway to clear debris on Narayanpur Mugling Road. Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry urges government to safeguard Nepal's investment environment. Nepal Airlines Corporation to begin Kathmandu-Guangzhou direct flight from coming Thursday. And Hamas posts farewell picture of 48 captives, including Nepali national Bipin Joshi, amid Israeli assault on Gaza City. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.